Here, Paul is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. After that 1,000-year reign, and then it goes on, Christ will deliver up the kingdom to the Father when he shall have put down all rule and all authority. Now, before I go any farther, so you get it, it'd be as clear as mud to you, all right, that when we get through this verse. After the 1,000-year reign of Christ, remember, Christ is ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. We read that in Revelation chapter number 20. There's going to be one final battle. I want you to see this. It's very important because he's talking about, again, he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he had put all down, all rule and all authority and all power. At the end of the millennium, in Revelation chapter number 20, I want you to turn there. Begin in verse number 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, that would be the end of the millennial reign. Remember, Christ rules for 1,000 years. Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. For those who have been with us in our Bible study, remember at the beginning of the millennium, Satan is placed into prison, into chains. And so Satan is in prison, in bondage, in chains for 1,000 years in the bottomless pit. Where is that? I don't know. I believe it's in the earth somewhere, but that's a whole another lesson. But regardless, he's in chains for 1,000 years, and Christ rules and reigns for 1,000 years, hence the name millennium. After that, Satan is released, and we see this, and shall be loosed out of his prison, in verse number 8, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the numbers who is the sand of the sea. And they went out on the breadth of the earth and compassed the city. He's talking now about Satan and the army that he gathered at the end of the millennium, and the beloved city, which would be Jerusalem. And fire came down out of heaven and devoured them, all of them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, get the picture real quick. Somebody told me last week I'm going way too fast. Matter of fact, I still remember, yes, Kelly, Joe. Joe, I said, am I going to, she said, okay. I know there's a lot to just talk about here, okay? Remember when the beast, who's the Antichrist and the false prophet, remember when they were cast into the lake of fire? When did that take place? Not a trick question. You buy anybody but Doug, because Doug knows, you know this. Who, when? Yes, the Battle of Armageddon, exactly. At the end of tribulation, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they gather the armies and they march against Jerusalem. And matter of fact, the picture, I don't have time to go, they've already invaded Jerusalem when Jesus comes. Matter of fact, you read the Old Testament, a third of the people had already been ravished. Women had been taken, and they've surrounded, they've invaded already. And they think it's over. Antichrist invaded. Jerusalem, well, Israel. And Jesus comes right on time. And that's during his revelation. And he comes and the Antichrist and the false prophet are taken. And they're cast not into hell, but into the lake of fire. And the rest of the people who are on those horses, remember we looked at that on the Battle of Armageddon, God destroys them. Jesus destroys them. And the buzzards comes and eats them. Remember on the whole, we talked about that, Revelation 19, in Revelation 19. Yeah, the buzzards are 19. The buzzards comes and eats them. It's called, they eat, it's called the fowl of the air, and they come and devour themselves of the blood of man and of horses. And the Antichrist and false prophet now are cast into the lake of fire. They bypass the great white throne judgment. They're the only two, now get this, it's very important to know this, you Bible students. Am I going too fast for you? They're the only two people, unsaved people, who will not stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment. They will already be judged. We find in Revelation chapter number 20, verses number 11, all that death and hell, all of hell gives up the unsaved, and they all stand before Jesus at the great white throne judgment, except for the Antichrist and the false prophet, who will be actual men, okay? And that's a whole nother story. They bypass hell. They bypass the great white throne judgment. They will already be in the lake of fire. They've already been judged. Are you following? So we fast forward 1,000 years, the millennial reign of Christ. Jesus comes. Millennial reign, he lets Satan out, who's been bound for 1,000 years. He goes about deceiving this, the Bible says, as a multitude of the sands of the sea. Who is this people he deceives? Well, again, we'll talk about this at another time, but it's not the point of the issue here. There will be scores of people under 100 years of age. We get that from Isaiah 65, who will follow Satan. He will deceive them. By the way, during the millennium, how many of y'all remember Flip Wilson? You old people, raise your hand. He used to say, the devil made me do it. Remember that? You know, the devil made me do it. Nobody can blame the devil during the millennium because he'll be chained. Most of us today, well, the devil made me do it. No, it was your flesh, the lust of your problem. You know, by the way, let me say this, and I got to move on. There's so much here. My ADD is really going in high gear right now, okay? Your worst problem is yourself. It's not the devil. Husband, it's not your wife. I saw you punch him. Wife, it's not your husband. Your biggest problem is who you look at in the mirror every day. Don't blame it on Satan. Matter of fact, I doubt very seriously. Now, we say, boy, Satan's been after me this week. I say it sometimes. You say it all the time, okay? But the truth be known, Satan ain't got time for you. You ain't big enough for Satan to bother. He has little demons. The Bible calls them devils, demons. They're the ones that bother. Let me give you an example of that. Remember Paul, the apostle? He talked about removing that thorn of the flesh. He says, Lord, I've had 3 times remove it, and there is a messenger, a Satan, sent to buffet him. He didn't say Satan was sent to buffet him. He said a messenger, Satan, was sent. If Satan himself didn't bother your pot. Now, I'm not saying Satan didn't, but you get the point. It was a messenger of Satan who was sent to buffet, beat up that's a whole other story with the Apostle Paul, but you get the point. Satan got bigger fish to fry than me and you. Satan is not omnipresent. Satan cannot be in Israel. Satan cannot be in America. Satan cannot be in Haiti. Satan cannot be all in one place, okay? 8 billion people on this earth, Satan can't affect everybody, obviously. So it's very highly unlikely, very unlikely, that Satan even bothers you. He ain't got time for you. He lets his little imps bother you. Are you following? But even more, are y'all following that? But even more than that, your biggest problem is not them. So he deceives these multitudes of these teenagers, 100 years old and under, and they follow Satan. And they go to Jerusalem for that one last battle, and that's what's called the Battle of Gog and Magog, the final battle. Now, Latrice isn't in here, and if I have to explain something to my wife, I have not been clear, because my wife is a Bible scholar. She is. I'm amazed sometimes. She's not here, so I can say that, at her knowledge. Anyway, she wanted me to go through this again with her. These two battles of Gog and Magog. So let me make this clear about the two battles of Gog and Magog. There are two battles that's mentioned in Scripture of Gog and Magog. The first battle, we see it in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where in that battle, where the armies of the north come upon Israel, and actually we read in Ezekiel 39 that God pulls them like with a meat hook. He pulls them down, and it would be the armies of Russia. My mind is gone. Syria, Turkey, part of China, all of them to the north up there. There's 8 or 9 armies that's listed, nations that are listed there. Gomer, Germany, all a part of Germany. Anyway, there's different things in there. I won't go into all that. But I believe this takes place after the rapture, after the translation of the saints. Because you see, and before the tribulation period, the rapture, the battle of Gog and Magog, the first one, and then the tribulation period. The tribulation period does not begin with the rapture.